जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
हरे कृष्णा।
टुडे इज अ वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे बीइंग द अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ अद्वैत आचार्य. And so we have chosen a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 6, verse number 12. So this chapter is about the glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. And in this chapter, this is the first verse having a purport, and that too, it is a very wonderful purport, and that's why I chose this verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we'll read this. Jagat Mangala Advaita Mangala Guna Dhamma. मंगल चरित सदा मंगलयन राम जगत मंगल द्वैत मंगल गुण धाम मंगल चरित्र सदा मंगलयन राम जगत मंगल अद्वैत मंगल गुण धाम मंगल चरित्र सदा मंगलयन राम जगत मंगल अद्वैत मंगल गुण धाम मंगल चरित्र सदा मंगलयन राम वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन जगत मंगला ऑल ऑस्पिशियस टू द वर्ल्ड अद्वैता अद्वैताचार्य मंगल गुण Dhamma, the reservoir of all auspicious attributes. Mangala Charitra, all characteristics are auspicious. Sada, always. Mangala, auspicious. Yara Nam, whose name? Sri Advaita Acharya is all auspicious to the world. For he is a reservoir of all auspicious attributes. His characteristics, activities and name are always auspicious. We can see this verse is so amazing for this day. Everything about Advaita Acharya is auspicious. Purport by His Servant Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Advaita Prabhu, who is an incarnation of Mahavishnu,
is an acharya or teacher. All his activities and all the other activities of Vishnu are auspicious. Anyone who can view the all auspiciousness or in the pastimes of Lord Vishnu also become auspicious simultaneously. See, such an interesting point here. Anyone who can view the all auspiciousness in the pastimes of Lord Vishnu also becomes auspicious simultaneously. So amazing it is. Therefore, since Lord Vishnu is the fountainhead of all auspiciousness, anyone who is attracted by the devotional service of Lord Vishnu can render the greatest service to human society. Rejected persons of the material world who refuse to understand pure devotional service as eternal function of the living entities and as actual liberation of the living being from conditioned life become bereft of all devotional service because of their poor fund of knowledge. In the teachings of Advaita Prabhu, there is no question of fruitive activities or impersonal liberation. Bewildered by the spell of material energy, however, person who could not understand that Advaita Prabhu is non different from Vishnu wanted to follow him with their impersonal conceptions. The attempt of Advaita Prabhu to punish them is also auspicious. Lord Vishnu and his activities can bestow all good fortune directly and indirectly. In other words, being favored by Lord Vishnu and being punished by Lord Vishnu are one and the same because all the activities of Vishnu are absolute. According to some, Mangala was another name of Advaita Prabhu. As the causal incarnation, Lord Vishnu's incarnation for a particular occasion, he is the supply agent or ingredient in material nature. However, he is never to be considered material. All his activities are spiritual. Anyone who hears about the glories of him becomes glorified himself. For such activities, free one from all kinds of misfortune. One should not invest any material contamination or impersonalism in the Vishnu form. Everyone should try to understand the real identity of Lord Vishnu, for by such knowledge one can attain the highest stage of perfection. Om jnana timiranthasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamscha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे भूदेव महाभर्यैमा पुरो विभु निर्माय शेते यदमूष पुरुष भुङ्क्ते गुणान् षोडश षोडशात्मक सोऽलङ्कृशीष्ट भगवान् वचांसि मे. हरे कृष्ण. Today is very, very auspicious, being the appearance day of Advaita Acharya. So today we will try to glorify Advaita Acharya for his pleasure and for us to receive some mercy to progress in our devotional life. And we really need it. It's not very easy to make progress in bhakti, especially in this time, dealing with our own minds, dealing with the environment in which we are living. We are very fortunate that Chaitanya Charitamrita gives such a wonderful narration about Advaita Acharya. It gives the tattva about Advaita Acharya and also pastimes of Advaita Acharya. When we try to understand Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is very interesting because there are so many narrations on the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. There are various scriptures in which Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are described. However, Chaitanya Charitamrita is class apart. Chaitanya Charitamrita is different from other pastime books of Lord Chaitanya. The reason is Chaitanya Charitamrita establishes the tattva of Lord Chaitanya based on Srimad Bhagavatam. So Chaitanya Charitamrita presents about 300 verses from Bhagavatam. So this is very significant. And due to the same reason, Kaviraj Goswami presents in the second chapter of Adilila that Siddhanta Boliya Chitte No Kare Alas. That when Kaviraj Goswami is speaking about himself, when he is going to narrate all the tattvas of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, etc., one shouldn't be lazy in the mind. One shouldn't think that these tattvas are very difficult to understand. Even many devotees who approach Chaitanya Charitamrita in the Adilila, they find it a bit difficult. Oh, there are so many purports and it is very complicated, very technical, because it's all speaking about tattva, all about the philosophical points, the philosophical conclusions. So, Kaviraj Goswami warns right in the beginning that one shouldn't be alas, one shouldn't be lazy about the philosophical truths. And he explains why. Because when we understand the philosophical truths behind these great personalities, there can be apparent contradictions. There can be difficulties in understanding this tattva, their philosophical conclusions. But by going through that, one's mind becomes strong. And with that strength in the mind, one can develop attachment to Krishna. So this is the conclusive statement of Kaviraj Goswami. So it's very interesting to know more about Advaita Acharya. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Adilila, first chapter, first 14 verses are seed verses, very important verses. And the next 7 chapters, so chapter 1 to 7 are elaborations on these first 14 verses. And in these 14 verses, there are very, very important aspects of Guru, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Lord Advaita Acharya. Like that, all are mentioned in the first 14 verses and they are elaborated in further chapters. So in the 6th chapter of Adilila, there is a whole chapter dedicated for Advaita Acharya. And that's where we are here about the all auspicious nature of Advaita Acharya. He is Jagat Mangala. He is all auspicious for all the persons in this world. And we will see why and how soon. And not only that, he is the Mangala Guna Dhamma. He is the reservoir of all auspicious characters. He has all auspicious qualities. And Mangala Charitra. That is, all his activities, all his pastimes are auspicious. And Mangal Yara Naam. And he also has a name as Mangal. So as we read in the purport, some devotees say that one of the names of Advaitacharya is Mangal. So everything about Advaitacharya is Mangal. Now Kaviraj Goswami explains the tattva behind Advaitacharya. And it is very, very interesting because we know that Mahavishnu has created this entire world. So millions and trillions of universes are ultimately coming from Mahavishnu or Karanodagacharya Vishnu. And he is glancing upon Pradhan, we know that the whole matter is there. And he is glancing upon that. So Kaviraj Goswami says, okay, there is the Nimitta Karan and there is the Upadana Karan. So it can look technical, but he explains in this way. So he says that there is the efficient cause and there is the Upadana, there is the material cause. So Kaviraj Goswami explains the tattva of Advaitacharya as Lord Mahavishnu, Karanodagacharya Vishnu is the efficient cause or Nimitta Karan for this material world, means he glances upon Pradhan, which is the collection of all the material elements which are not active, which is just present as it is. Everything is there, but nothing is active. So the Lord is glancing upon this Pradhan. So he is the efficient cause for material creation. And the Upadana Karan, that is Advaitacharya. So he mentions that the Lord glances upon this matter Pradhan, but the Pradhan is actually being activated and the actual creation starts because of Advaitacharya. Can you imagine the power of Advaitacharya? It is very difficult to understand even. We are not talking about just creation of something. We are not even talking about creation of one universe. We are talking about creation of millions of universes. And that energy is supplied by Advaitacharya. The Lord is glancing. Of course, there is a trance of energy in that point. But if you read the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see that there is always intervention of the Lord in the creation process. It is not just the first glance. When we initially talk about creation, we think that the Lord glanced and everything created. No, it's not as simple as that. That's why creation is very complicated. When we read it, it's too complicated. It is not possible to understand, practically speaking. Even Brahma has difficulty in understanding creation. Your creation is before Brahma. And now Advaitacharya is giving the power for that. He is the Upadana, he is the material cause. He is empowering the Maya energy to conduct the creation. So it is mentioned, he infuses the material energy with creative potency. So we can see the prayer of Lord Brahma in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And we can see even a reference to that in Chaitanya Charitamrita later. But I'll get into that later. And it is mentioned, by the energy, by the Shakti of Advaitacharya, these millions of universes are created. And he is causing to expand to all different Garbhodakshaya Vishnus. So each universe has Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, right? And from him, from his navel, the lotus flower comes, and where Brahma appears. So from him, all these Garbhodakshaya Vishnus comes. So it is mentioned that Advaitacharya is specifically an Anga of Narayana. Anga of Narayana, a part, it's actually said, not just part. Anga is even more intimate than saying a part. You know, in Bhagavatam you might have read many places, Maitreya, Shukadeva Goswami, they address, say for example, Parikshit or Vidura as Anga, or sometimes as Tata, because of affection. So it is mentioned, so there is such an intimate connection between Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha and Advaitacharya. So that's why Kaviraj Goswami says, I don't want to use the term Amsha. Rather, I want to use the term Anga, because of they are so intimate, they are closely linked. So this is the position of Advaita Acharya. And so he says, specifically says, I don't want to use the term Amsha, rather I want to use the term Anga, showing that intimate connection. Now, in the 12th verse in the Adilila, so there are two seed verses about Advaita Acharya in the Adilila. So I will chant both as we go. The first one is Mahavishnur Jagat Karta Mayaya Yah Srijatyada Tasya Avatara Evayam Advaita Acharya Isharaha. So this is, we have described, whatever we described, that is a sum and substance given in this verse. So we can see all what is explained in the 6th chapter of Adilila, it is summarized in this verse. The Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. So we understood briefly this point. Now, if we want to know further, so we understood connection to Lord Narayan Mahavishnu in that context. We understood the position of Advaita Acharya. Now let's try to understand Advaita Acharya based on his pastimes. Advaita Acharya is considered, he is one of the two main limbs of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya, he himself says, I have made two limbs. And also Advaita Acharya is considered the main, two main branches of the Chaitanya tree. So there is this analogy given in the Madhya Leela, where Lord Chaitanya himself is considered as the tree. And the two main parts are, one is Advaita Acharya and the other is Nityananda Prabhu. So here it is mentioned that the two limbs of Lord Chaitanya are Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. And then who are the other small limbs? They are the main limbs. So who are the other limbs? Exactly. Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So starting from Srivas Thakur, they are considered, you know, the nose, the eyes, face, etc. So they are considered different small limbs of Lord Chaitanya. And all came here for a purpose, as we know, we'll discuss that. And they are enacting pastimes in the association of Lord Chaitanya. At the same time, okay, he is the limb of Lord Chaitanya. Advaita Acharya is a limb of Lord Chaitanya. At the same time, Lord Chaitanya considered Advaita Acharya as his spiritual master. So we had to see multiple roles in this pastime. He is a limb of Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya considered Advaita Acharya as his guru, as his spiritual master. Why? He is the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. He is a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And Lord Chaitanya's guru is Ishvara Puri, who is the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So you can see he is on the equal status of his guru Ishvara Puri. So Lord Chaitanya considered Advaita Acharya as his guru. He used to pay obeisances out of etiquette. So this is the connection. So we can see twofold connection between Lord Chaitanya and Advaita Acharya. And we will explain all this based on pastimes soon. And that is very wonderful and very sweet. Now, I will explain a little bit more on what is his function. Okay, creation already took place. That is millions and billions of years back. Creation already took place. And he himself expanded as millions of Garbhodakshayi Vishnus. And he has infused the material energy to enact creation. So that's all done. Now the question is, why has he come? Why Advaita Acharya came to this world? So that is very, very important. Because Sri Advaita introduces bhakti to this world. There is a very significant role Advaita Acharya plays. He is the introducer of bhakti to this world. So it is mentioned. The Advaita Acharya, he is Acharya. So he is the spiritual master of all the devotees. And at the same time, he is revered by everyone. Advaita Acharya has one name. What is his name? One name we already told.
Mangala.
His name is Mangala. Then Kaviraj Goswami says he has another name also. He is also known as Kamalaksha. You know the meaning of Kamalaksha, right? Kamalaksha, right? Lotus eye. Kamalaksha. Kamala Aksha. He is known as Kamalaksha because he is the part of one who is Kamalaksha, the Supreme Lord. Since he is the part of the Supreme Lord, he is having the same nature, so he is also known as Kamalaksha. So we know already two names. One is Mangal, second is Kamalaksha. He is also known as Kamalakanta. Kamalakanta, you know what is Kamalakanta, right? The husband of Goddess of Fortune. So he is also known as Kamala, is also name of Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmi Devi. So Kamalakanta, that is also another name of Advaita Acharya. So, going back to the seed verse, so there are 14 seed verses, 12 and 13, 12 we already chanted. Now, 13 is giving further explanation of the meaning of Advaita Acharya. It's a very beautiful verse. Advaitam harinadvaitat acharyam bhakti shamsanat bhaktavataram ishantam Advaita Acharya Mashraye. So here, Kaviraj Goswami, in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita itself, explains the meaning of Advaita and Acharya. He is known as Advaita. You all know the meaning of Advaita. Advaita means non-different. But here, Advaita Acharya is non-different because Advaitam Harina Advaitat. He is non-different from Hari. So, because of that, he is known as Advaita. He is known different from Hari. So, officially, only few people can take the name Advaita. Right? Because in the Advaita philosophy, in the monistic philosophy, they say everyone is one. Everyone is same as God. No. That is not true. It is applicable for certain people. That is like, if one is a direct expansion of the Lord, then we can say he is Advaita. So, Advaitam Harinadvaita. Similarly, Mayavadis, they say everyone is Narayan. But sometimes they get it right. Just like a clock, if it's not working, still, during the day, one time at least, the time it will show right. Similarly, rarely Mayavadis get it right. That's what happened when they addressed Lord Chaitanya as Narayan. You look like Narayan, you are Narayan. So that time they got it right. Other times it will not work. Other time it is punishable. Okay. So this is the situation. Now Advaita Acharya, here Advaita philosophy is completely applicable because he is the Supreme Lord. So Advaitam Harinadvaita. Then Acharyam Bhakti Shamsanat. Because he teaches, he introduces bhakti to this world, he is known as Acharya. In a future purport, anyway, I'll explain now itself. Prabhupada explains further this term Acharya. He says that the Acharya means, okay, he is Acharya, he practices Krishna consciousness, but apart from that, he feels so much of compassion when he sees everyone else suffering. So one who feels compassion for the living entities, he is the real Acharya. Because if there is real compassion, he will act upon that compassion. So he explains further, a beautiful purport is there. And in that light, we can see the position of Srila Prabhupada also. So from Prabhupada's purport, we can understand the position of Advaita Acharya and we can understand the position of Srila Prabhupada. So this is the beauty. So this is Advaitam Harinadvaitat Acharyam Bhakti Shamsanat. Then it's mentioned Bhaktavataram Ishantam. He is the Bhaktavatara. He is the Supreme Lord, now appeared as a devotee. So what Advaita Acharyam Ashraya? I take shelter of Advaita Acharya. So this is a meditation we can have for today. While chanting, while praying, please help us. We will hear further the power of Advaitacharya and the role of Advaitacharya. That is the next pastime. Why? Advaitacharya brought Lord Chaitanya to this material world. Can we think about it? Who has the potency to bring Lord Chaitanya to this world? So this is the potency of Advaitacharya. He was able to bring the Supreme Lord to this world. Now, if you go different houses, there are home programs. Right? Home programs are there. Read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Bhakti Vriksha, Namahatta, whatever. We have so many home programs. Now, where is this all home programs coming from? We can see the origin of home programs in the house of Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya used to read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and all devotees used to come there. And everyone used to discuss Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. So Advaitacharya used to conduct home programs at his place in Shantipur. And everyone used to come. And that's why it is mentioned that, Prahladananda Maharaj was mentioning, Advaitacharya used to read Bhagavad Gita and relish. And we think that, what is there in Bhagavad Gita? We need advanced scriptures, then only we can relish. But the Supreme Lord himself used to relish reading Bhagavad Gita. So we had to understand. So one time I was speaking to Burijan Prabhu. He was mentioning one thing. When one is advanced, one can see the higher points when one reads in a simple verses. Like Bhagavad Gita, maybe a simple verse. One who is advanced can see highest devotional things in a simple verse of Bhagavad Gita. And one who is not advanced wants to find where is the Goswami literature, where is this, where is that, we want to buy this, we want to buy that. this is the difference, diametrically opposite. So one who is advanced can see bhakti everywhere. So this is what we can learn from Advaitacharya. They used to conduct home program and discuss all this literature in Navadvip, in Shantipur. And they used to be so happy discussing Bhagavad Gita and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So they used to chant, they used to read Bhagavad Gita, a typical home program. And it is coming from Advaitacharya. And they used to be so happy. At the same time, this is the contrast. They were very happy, but Advaitacharya was feeling so much of sadness, seeing the condition of the world. He was thinking, the people are taking pleasure in sense enjoyment. So this is it's a very advanced vision. Please understand, if somebody is enjoying this world, and if one can see suffering in material enjoyment, it is an advanced platform. Because even as devotees we can see, if somebody is literally suffering. I was speaking to one devotee. It is glorious, of course, that mood, I'll tell you. Devotee was telling me that this devotee was feeling very bad. Because as part of the job, this devotee had to speak to so many vulnerable people in this world, in this country, in this state, specifically around, not in Melbourne, in the country Victoria. He's telling there were vulnerable people, so they are going through so many difficulties. So on a material level. So this person was telling, was feeling so much trouble hearing that. Tears were coming from the eyes. It is very glorious, it is very nice. Why? Because seeing the material suffering. So if you see the material suffering, we say, Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, we have to do something about it. Similarly, in our life, also, we are going through trouble, then we say, okay, we have to do something about it, you know, we have to chant Hare Krishna properly, we have to pray to Krishna. Now, the question is, if everything is going good, and especially if others are enjoying like anything, everything is good, and can we see suffering in others' life and can we see suffering in ours' life if everything is going good? That is the question. Isn't it? It's very difficult. Because as neophyte devotees, sometimes our tendency is if somebody is enjoying, we think, oh, having a good time. Looks like I am suffering. He or she is enjoying, I am suffering. I am chanting, but it's meant to be ecstasy, but they are enjoying. It's very good. Maybe I should also have same material position. A neophyte devotee can think like that. That's the reason Srila Prabhupada instructed the initial sannyasis. One of the initial instruction he gave to the sannyasis was that when you go to grihastha's houses, don't think that they are enjoying, they are having a good time, and I am missing out. Never think like that. Prabhupada instructor, but that's a reality. Because when you go to, you know, may not be devotees, poor houses, one shouldn't think that they are enjoying. Another instance I'll tell you in this connection. I won't name, okay? But I will name a little bit, okay? One of the devotees went with His Holiness Kadambakanda Maharaj. Okay, a very classic pastime. So he said, he's a brahmachari. So he went and they were walking, and he saw one house, a beautiful house. He told Maharaj, "Oh, that house," very spontaneously told, "that house looks so nice." Maharaj said immediately, "Spit! That is a place of suffering. That is Griha Mantha Kupam." You know, of course, it's not a devotee's place, so don't misunderstand. So he said, "Spit!" Became very angry. "Don't think that this is a place of enjoyment." He was making that point. You know, spit. You know, this is Griha Mantha Kupam. It's not a devotee's place, by the way. Nice, you know, palatial house. Oh, very nice house, Maharaj. Okay, immediately got the sauce. So here, Advaita Acharya, he was very concerned seeing the material enjoyment of people. Of course, there is suffering in material enjoyment because there are two sides of the coin. No one can get only material enjoyment. Other side will come. That is guaranteed. But we are understanding this point. And then, Advaita Acharya, he wanted to do something about it. He was feeling so much of compassion for this. So he mentioned, I'll just read that about the Acharya point from Srila Prabhupada's purport from the third chapter of Adilila. "This sort of serious interest in the welfare of the public makes one a bona fide Acharya." You please study the character of Srila Prabhupada and also followers of Srila Prabhupada who are advanced devotees, who are spiritual masters. We can see they are very concerned about the welfare of others. Really, I have heard this kind of conversation talking about such and such countries, nothing is happening. What can we do in those countries? Serious discussion about this. What can we do in those countries? What is the hope? They are becoming very concerned about different countries. So this is the mood of an Acharya. An Acharya does not exploit his followers. Very important point to be understood. Acharya does not exploit his followers. In other words, if they are offerings, if they are giving respect, if they are giving position, they are not attached to it. They are simply accepting, that's all. But they are not really enjoying it. It is not for their enjoyment. Since the Acharya is a confidential servitor of the Lord, his heart is always full of compassion for humanity in its suffering. He knows that all suffering is due to an absence of devotional service to the Lord. And therefore, he always tries to find ways to change people's activities, making them favorable for the attainment of devotion. That is the qualification of an Acharya. So we can see what Prabhupada has written. It's about himself actually speaking. He has done exactly the same thing. And now, Advaita Acharya, he thought, the only solution to the problem is Lord Krishna has to personally come and he has to show devotional service by his personal example. He said, there is no other way, because in this age of Kali, one has to actually show by example, then only one will learn. And for this age of Kali, the process is chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So he decided, I will petition to the Lord for his appearance. And then he thought, my name Advaita will be fitting if I am able to induce Krishna to inaugurate the movement of chanting of the holy name. So this is the thought of Advaita. And now Prabhupada, in the purport, I will read the last line, very interesting. The actions of Sri Advaita Prabhu, however, give tangible proof of inconceivable non-dualism. No inconceivable non-dualism. One who therefore surrenders unto Sri Advaita Prabhu can easily follow the philosophy of inconceivable simultaneous dualism and monism. Means if one wants to understand Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, surrender unto Advaita Acharya. In other words, perform devotional service coming in the parampara. Then one will be able to understand. And what did Advaita Acharya do? He immediately remembered a verse from Gautamiya Tantra. It's a very nice verse. Tulasi dala matrena jalasya chulukenava vikrirnade swamatmanam bhaktebhyo bhaktavatsalaha. It's a very nice verse because Shri Krishna, who is very affectionate towards his devotees, sells himself to a devotee who offers him merely a tulasi leaf and a palm full of water. Now, I'll just explain this vikrinite. The verb used is vikrinite, means selling. Vikrinati means selling. So the Lord is ready to sell himself if he gets some water and tulasi leaves. Chukula means just palm full of water. That is enough, because we have to understand bhakti is the driving force. It's not just the water or the tulasi. So with bhakti, if one of us, patram pushpam phalam toyam. So then the Lord wants to reciprocate. So he came to a conclusion, and the interesting conclusion is that if one is offering with devotion a palm full of water and tulasi, then Krishna thinks that this devotee has given me so much that I don't have anything in my possession to repay for this devotee. The Krishna thinks, if he offers that, then I have nothing to give back. Then what can he do? Like Bali Maharaj. He understood there is no possession, then he has to bring in the logic that the possessor is greater than the possession. So I will give myself. Similarly, Krishna thinks that I don't have anything to give, so I will give myself to my devotee. So that is Atma Paryanta Vadanyata. This Bhakta Vatsala is Bhakta Vatsalya, is to the degree that he is ready to give himself to the devotee. So basically Advaita Acharya wanted to catch on this point. And he has such devotion. So I will catch on this point and I will bring the Lord here. And with this intention, he took water from Ganges and took Tulasi Manjari and started offering to his Saligram Shila, to the Supreme Lord. And calling out loudly, it is mentioned that his crying was going beyond the Vaitarani River and the coverings of the universe, Vaitarani River, and it is reaching Paramvyoma, and the Lord was hearing the loud callings of Advaita Acharya. Hunkar. Just loud calling out for the Supreme Lord. And even in the further pastime, Lord Chaitanya himself tells, you brought me here because I couldn't sleep. I was sleeping, referring to Vishnu, you know, Karnadagasha Vishnu. And I was peacefully sleeping, but you were calling so loudly that I had to come to this world. So this is the position of Advaita Acharya. With so much of devotion, he was calling out the Supreme Lord. And then, in here, a verse is quoted by Kaviraj Goswami from the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma's prayer for creative energy. And why I quote this verse? Because it is showing the mercy of the Lord and the power of the devotee. Tom bhakti yoga paribhavita saroja aase shrute kshita patho nanunadha pumsam yad yadhyata urugaya vibhavayanti tat tat vapu pranayase sadanugrahaya. So this verse is very, very connected to appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So it is mentioned, tam bhakti yoga paribhavita saroja aase shrute kshita patho nanunadha pumsam, that the Lord is always dwells in the vision and hearing of a pure devotee. Shrutekshita patha. When a pure devotee calls, the Lord is hearing, and he is within the reach of call of a pure devotee. And a pure devotee can see the Supreme Lord. Then, the Lord is situated in the heart of a devotee, which is like a lotus flower. The heart of a devotee is like a lotus flower, and the Supreme Lord is situated in the heart of that devotee. And then, yadyat dhiya ta urugaya vibhavayanti. And now, this is the point. By exalted prayers, when a pure devotee calls upon the Supreme Lord, and whichever form, this is the point, whichever form the Supreme of the Supreme Lord a devotee calls upon, meditate upon, offers exalted prayers, yadyat dhiya ta urugaya vibhavayanti, tat tat vapuhu pranayase sad anugrahaya. So, out of compassion for that devotee, to show favor for that devotee, that particular form the Lord assumes and he descends. So, this is what Advaita Acharya has done. Because of his prayer, the Lord has to come in the same form as Lord Chaitanya. No other form. Because tat tat vapuhu pranayase sadanugrahaya. To show mercy to the devotee, the Lord has accepted the same form. So that is very, very interesting. So it is mentioned, Kaviraj Goswami further explains that the essence of the meaning of this verse is that the Lord Krishna appears in all his innumerable eternal forms because of the desire of his pure devotees. So without that desire, it is not going to happen. Now, since we spoke about the two aspects of Advaita Acharya, one, he is Lord himself, and he is a limb of Lord Chaitanya. At the same time, Lord Chaitanya treats him as his guru. And here, let's try to see the mood of Advaita Acharya. It's very important. And before getting into the mood of Advaita Acharya, let's try to understand the unique position of pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And the description given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Generally, Bhakta Vatsalya of the Supreme Lord is visible everywhere. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see Bhakta Vatsalya of the Lord. Bhagavad Gita, we can read right in the beginning. Senayor Upayor Madhye, Datham Stapaya Mechuta. Or Achyuta, take the chariot right in front, in the middle of the armies. We can see Bhakta Vatsalya right there, the greatest position of the Supreme Lord, ready to offer himself to his devotees. Now, here it is coming to a different league altogether. Why? Here, the Lord himself wants to experience the position as a devotee. Lord Chaitanya wants to taste devotional service in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Similarly, here we can see Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu, is a part of or Anga of Narayan. He wants to experience devotional service unto the Supreme Lord Chaitanya. Can you see? So here we can see, instead of the Lord, you know, serving his devotee, here the Supreme Lord himself is serving the Supreme Lord. So that is very amazing. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, when we see these two major limbs, Advaita Acharya or Nityananda Prabhu, we can see they are serving Lord Chaitanya. So we can see this is inconceivable if you think about that the Supreme Lord, multiple Supreme Lords, they are present together and they all want to serve the Supreme Lord. And at the same time, Lord Chaitanya, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he wants to serve Advaita Acharya. Can you see the dynamics which is presented in Chaitanya Charitamrita? And it is very, very unique and it is very sweet. So here, Advaita Acharya has this particular mood, and that is elaborated by Kaviraj Goswami. That is Dasa Abhiman. The conception that I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya. So he wanted to loudly proclaim, I am only a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Amit Chaitanya Das, I am only a servant of Chaitanya. So this is the mood of Advaita Acharya, and he doesn't want to hear anything else. He doesn't want to hear that he is Mahavishnu. He is not interested. He doesn't want to hear that I am Narayan. Not interested. He was completely lost in the conception that I am only a servant of Lord Chaitanya. So this is the greatness of Dasya. It is a greatness of servitorship. So that even the Supreme Lord himself appears to experience the position of a servant. So this is a very, very eye-opening point of us, for us, that is, being a servant is a great position. That's why our name, we always have Das at the end, or Dasi. Being servant, it is a great position. And Prabhupada, you know, explained it in a very funny way that, you know, about the dog, you know, we are dogs of Krishna, you know, we have his country, you know. Otherwise, we are stray dogs. This is such an important point. So it's a position. It's a qualification to be a servant. And in the material conception, everything is opposite, and that's why we think it is not really good. As he said, Advaita Acharya experienced unequaled joy, and he was loudly telling, Nityananda, I are servants of Lord Chaitanya. This is the mood of Advaita Acharya. He is only a servant of Lord Chaitanya. But he was very unhappy. Why? Lord Chaitanya was worshipping him. So he was very, very unhappy. That's why I narrate a passage where Advaita Acharya wanted to be punished by Lord Chaitanya. Because very interesting, because if somebody is punishing, then it is confirmed that he is the servant. Anything, you know, if somebody is punishing us, we really don't want to even think about it. If spiritual master is punishing, if spiritual master is chastising, oh my God, we are trying to avoid chastisement. Adjust somehow or other to avoid chastisement. And if chastise, we don't, you know, we may accept, but at the same time, we don't relish it. It may take time to relish, actually. Devotees who has connection to spiritual masters for years, later they say, you know, such and such guru, you know, chastise me. They relish. But initially, we are not in a position to relish that. Now, Advaita Acharya was feeling so bad that Lord Chaitanya has chastised even his own mother, Mother Sachi Devi. Right? You know the past time. Mahaprakash Leela, Sachi Devi, Mahaprabhu was giving mercy to everyone. But when it came to the chance of Sachi Devi, when are you giving mercy to Sachi Devi? Mahaprabhu said, no, I'm not going to give mercy to Sachi Devi, my mother, because she has offended Advaita Acharya. So see the connection, how much Lord Chaitanya respected Advaita Acharya. In fact, Sachi Devi really didn't offend, but first, before Lord Chaitanya's appearance, Vishwarup appeared. Vishwarup is Balaram. So Vishwarup was associating with Advaita Acharya. He used to go for Bhagavad Gita classes. And then later he left home and accepted sannyas. That is Vishwarup Maharshi accepted sannyas. So Sachi Mata had this thought in her mind that my son accepted sannyas and left me because of Advaita Acharya. That is always a complaint, right? If someone become a devotee or someone become a brahmachari or something, there is a complaint, you know, because of such and such person. He preached. That kind of thing comes up many times. So similarly, Sachi Mata had some kind of thought, vaguely that thought was there. So Lord Chaitanya considered it as an offense. Then there was a solution, briefly tell you, otherwise we cannot be able to cover most of it. Then they chanted the name of Sachi Devi in front of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya went in ecstasy. And when we went in ecstasy, they said, okay, now you can touch the feet of Advaita Acharya. Because otherwise Advaita Acharya will never allow Sachi Mata to touch his feet. So they tricked, and in that way, Sachi Mata got the mercy. So Advaita Acharya was telling, even Sachi Mata got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And not only that, see, Mukunda also got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, because Mukunda was apparently going to Mayavadis, and sometimes he is with the Mayavadis, sometimes with the devotees. So finally, Lord Chaitanya told, I will not permit him to my association. Mukunda sings very well, but that doesn't matter. I am not going to let him in my association. So Mukunda became morose and then asked, when can I see you next? The Lord Chaitanya told, you can meet me after millions of lifetimes. And Mukunda, hearing this, became ecstatic. He started chanting and dancing in ecstasy because I can see Lord Chaitanya after millions of lives. So it's guaranteed. So he didn't care millions of lives. So the point here for Advaita Acharya was, even Mukunda got chastised, but I am not getting chastised. It means that I am not being accepted as a servant by Lord Chaitanya. Then one more incident took place. So that he couldn't tolerate. That is, there is Advaita Acharya had a confidential servant. His name is Kamalakanta Vishwas. Kamalakanta Vishwas. So Kamalakanta Vishwas, he wrote a letter to King Pratapa. So the letter says that Advaita Acharya is an incarnation of the Supreme Lord, but at the same time, he has incurred a debt of 300 rupees. Now the letter is to request Pratapa to liquidate that debt. Somehow or other, this letter came to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya became very angry. He said, look at this Kamalakanta Vishwas. He has accepted the position of Advaita Acharya as a Supreme Lord, but now he is writing that he is in debt. That is how much? 300 rupees debt. So this looks like the Supreme Lord is a pauper. He is in debt. How is it possible? You know, 300 rupees. He is a Supreme Lord, you know, Sarva Aishwarya, all the Aishwaryas are there. Aishwarya is Samagrasya, full, he has all the wealth. Lakshmi Devi is his wife, Sita Thakurani is Lakshmi Devi. So all these things are there, and how can he say that 300 rupees, he liquidated this debt? He became very angry. He said, this Kamalakanta Vishwas, he has acted in such a foolish way. I don't want him in my association. He should never come in front of me. He can never come in my association. Became very angry. And Kamalakanta Vishwas, he became very upset. He started telling, you know, why me, you know, why did I do this? He was becoming very morose. But Advaita Acharya told Kamalakanta Vishwas, what are you doing? You must be very happy. Lord personally chastised you. It means Lord has accepted you as his servant. And now Advaita Acharya couldn't tolerate, because his own servant was accepted by Lord Chaitanya as his servant. And what about me? So he had a very intelligent plan, because he understood if he does this, Lord is going to punish him for sure. So he took the text of Yoga Vasishta. Yoga Vasishta is a Mayavad text. And he started expounding Yoga Vasishta to everyone. And he started speaking Mayavad philosophy to the Lord. Hearing this, Lord became very angry. And it is mentioned that elsewhere that he even wanted to beat Advaita Acharya. And Sita Thakurani told, you know, my husband is an old person, don't beat him. So then Advaita Acharya became very happy. But finally, I got punished by Lord Chaitanya. Means I am being accepted as the servant of Lord Chaitanya. This is Dasa Abhiman, the conception of being a servant. So this is such an exalted position. And it is mentioned, when Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri, every year for 4 months, all the devotees from Bengal would go and visit Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. So Advaita Acharya was one of the prominent person in that party, traveling all the way from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri. And when he goes there, it is mentioned, he would do personal worship to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya would be sitting and chanting. Advaita Acharya will go, he will do arati, he will apply chandan, he will offer garland, he will offer tulsi leaves, and Lord Chaitanya used to accept everything. After that, he will accept the offerings of Advaita Acharya to please Advaita Acharya. After that, what he would do? Whatever flowers are remaining, whatever manjaris are remaining, he would take everything. And quickly he offer everything back to Advaita Acharya, and he would chant this mantra, Yosi Sosi Namostute. This Vedic mantra, Yosi Sosi Namostute. Yo Asi means whoever you are. Whatever position you are. So Asi, that is your position. That is what you are. I pay my humble obeisances unto you. So he doesn't want to embarrass Advaita Acharya. He didn't want to say, you are Supreme Lord Vishnu, let me worship you. No. Yosi Sosi Namosade. Whoever you are, let me offer my humble obeisances unto you. So this was the kind of loving exchange between Lord Chaitanya and Advaita Acharya. So he used to accept offerings and he used to give worship as well. And finally, I will narrate two pastimes and we will conclude because time is running out. One pastime, this is a very funny pastime, we all have heard. Acceptance of prasadam by Lord Chaitanya in the house of Advaita Acharya, straight after accepting sannyas. That we will briefly narrate. And we had to understand that Advaita Acharya used to invite Lord Chaitanya all the time for prasadam. It's not one time, it's not a one time pastime. Okay, it was a funny incident one time, but used to accept all the time. So it is mentioned, we know how Nityananda Prabhu tricked Lord Chaitanya and told this Ganga as Yamuna, and then the Lord Jam, and he saw Advaita Acharya coming in a boat. So he was thinking, you know, what is this? What's going on? How come I am in Yamuna? I am in Yamuna, but how come Advaita Acharya is here? How come Advaita Acharya is in Vrindavan? Then he understood, okay, this is Shantipur. So Advaita Acharya took him to Shantipur, to his house. Your place, you are born there as well, Prabhu. And then the Lord told how Advaita Acharya invited Lord Chaitanya. He told, please come to my home. You haven't eaten for many days after accepting sannyas because you are in divine ecstasies. So we have some simple rice and some vegetables are there. Please come and accept. So Advaita Acharya knew the trick how to invite sannyasis. Just little bit of rice and vegetables as a very austere diet. So it is very suitable for sannyasis. In that way, he invited, and then Lord Chaitanya went. When Lord Chaitanya went, was it just simple little bit of rice and vegetables? No. It was a huge feast. He could see there are three portions kept for the offering. Seeing that, Lord Chaitanya understood what's going on. But Advaita Acharya said, it's all for Krishna. You sit, I will serve you accordingly. So he washed the feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And then kept big banana leaf. You know, banana leaf can be really big, huge banana leaf. And there, Lord Advaita Acharya personally started serving Lord Chaitanya. It's mentioned, it's like the quantity was just like mountains on the banana leaf. It is like, if you see that three people can eat the whole thing, that much quantity initially he served. So Lord Chaitanya told Advaita Acharya, what is this? I am a sannyasi, people will criticize me if I eat like this. Immediately Advaita Acharya told, no, you are self-same Jagannath. In Jagannath Puri there is Chappan Bhog. How many times? About 54 times. It is mentioned in Chaitanya. 54 times is mentioned there. 54 times offering is there. And you are eating this not one day, every day. So I am offering you just one time, and why can't you eat? So he said, okay. Lord Chaitanya accepted. He ate everything. As soon as one preparation is finishing, try to refill. So he couldn't control. They're like, Lord Chaitanya would finish, he'll refill. And Lord Chaitanya kept eating. At the same time, Nityananda Prabhu, what did he say? I am fasting for 3 days. And now, what you have given me, it's not even touching my stomach. I am so hungry, and you have invited me to your home, and now I am still hungry. He ate everything, but what is this? What kind of a Brahmana are you? You should at least fulfill a mendicant's needs, basic needs, that is eating. You can't even do that. What is this? Advaita Acharya said, I am a poor Brahmana and I have given you whatever I have and you are eating everything and still complaining. So he said, you know, this is not appropriate, you know. Nityananda Prabhu kept saying, you know, I am fasting for 3 days. He said, a traveling mendicant should accept whatever coming on the way. Sometime they had to fast. Sometime he had to eat roots and fruits. Now I have given you at least rice and sabji. That too, so many varieties. You should be satisfied. You shouldn't complain like this. Nityananda said, whatever it is, I am hungry. You have invited. So Adhidhaya said, you are a reject Paramahamsa. Your only purpose is to go around and fill the belly and at the same time give trouble to all these Brahmanas. That is your whole purpose. So you are not a proper Paramahamsa, you are a reject Paramahamsa. So such was the loving exchange between Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. Both are Vishnudatta, both are Supreme Lords, you know. And then finally it is mentioned that Nityananda Prabhu, he took some prasadam and started throwing as if in anger. And then what happened? It touched the body of Advaita Acharya. Then Advaita Acharya became ecstatic and he started dancing like a madman. So when he came back to normal, Advaita Acharya said, you are a madman and you are also making everyone a madman. Why are you throwing this, you know, remnants? Immediately Nityananda Prabhu told, you are offending prasadam by speaking all this. Krishna prasadam, if you offend Krishna prasadam, you have to at least feed 1,000 sannyasis. Then only this offense will be negated. So Advaita told, I am not going to invite any sannyasis anymore. That's it, done. So in that way there was a very loving exchange, verbal exchange between Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. After that, they washed their hands, he gave betel nuts, washed the feet, they did everything, all the upacharas were done. So it is very interesting how the lords are dealing with each other. So this is the amazing aspect of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And at the end, there are more to say, but I will just mention one last pastime. We all know that Advaita Acharya is the reason for Lord's appearance. Now, in the Antilila, in the last but one chapter, Advaita Acharya was meeting Mahaprabhu to take permission to go back to Navadvip. So Advaita Acharya, Lord Chaitanya actually went to Advaita Acharya and asked permission to return. And Advaita Prabhu gave him a message to deliver to Lord Chaitanya. So he gave this message to Lord Chaitanya. So Jagadananda Pandit read this message. And this message was very cryptic. People couldn't understand what is written. It was a sonnet, like a poem. And it says, please inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad like him. Inform him also that in the marketplace, rice is no longer in demand. So two messages given. One, everyone has become madman like him. Second, in the marketplace, there is no demand for rice. Okay. Then further tell him that those now mad in ecstatic love are no longer interested in the material world. Also tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one who has also become a madman in ecstatic love, that is, one who has also become a madman in ecstatic love, that is referring to himself, Advaita Prabhu, has spoken these words. This is the message. Very cryptic message. The whole world has become mad like Lord Chaitanya in devotion. Second, there is no demand for rice in the marketplace. And then that those who are mad because of ecstatic love are not interested in material world. And one who has become mad, that is referring to himself, he has spoken these words. So Jagadananda Pandit read this message, because he carried this message. He read this message and he started laughing. Look at Advaita Acharya. He is just writing like a madman. What is this? So he took this and he went to Jagannath Puri and then informed Lord Chaitanya. So this happened from, the message came from Navadvip Chandipur to Jagannath Puri through Jagadananda Pandit. So he read this message to Lord Chaitanya. Immediately Lord Chaitanya told, this is his order. So this was the message. He said, this is his order. This is the order of Advaita Acharya. Lord Chaitanya became serious and he said, this is order. And then he fell silent. So Lord Chaitanya became grave. He was silent and he said, okay, this is the order of Advaita Acharya. And then Mahaprabhu was about to explain. So Swarup Damodar Goswami, he understood the message, but he kept silent. And then he asked, after that he asked Lord Chaitanya, oh Lord, what is the meaning of this message? Immediately Lord Chaitanya replied. He said, Advaita Acharya is a great worshipper of the Lord and is very expert in regulative principles enjoined in Vedic scriptures. So Advaita Acharya, he expertly knows how to worship the deity according to the Pancharatra Vidhi. He knows that. So Advaita Acharya invites the Lord to come and be worshipped, and to perform the worship, he keeps the deity for some time. After the worship is completed, he sends the deity somewhere else. I do not know the meaning of this sonnet, nor do I know what is in Advaita Prabhu's mind. So this is the reply of Lord Chaitanya. Advaita Acharya, if you are worshipping the Lord in the altar, what we do? For the worship, the Chota Goranta Saligram, we bring them to the asana, to the table, do the worship. After the worship, take them back. Correct? So the worship is done for some time. After that, they are send them away. Similarly, Advaita Acharya is an expert in deity worship. He knows how to invite the deity, do the proper worship. He also knows how to send the deity back. So this is the message. And it is, this is, what is this message? Lord Advaita Acharya told Lord Chaitanya, now your mission has been accomplished. Now you can go back. So after hearing this, Swarup Damodar Goswami became very, very morose. He understood the Lord is going to wind up his pastimes. And it is mentioned. So now we are at the towards the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita Antilila. This is in the last but one chapter. And then we can see that the mood of Lord Chaitanya changing from that point. So Kaviraj Goswami explains that he was becoming more and more mad in ecstatic love. He was accepting the mood of Radharani more and more. He was going deeper and deeper. So that's what is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So after this order, straight after, Lord Chaitanya winds up his pastime. So we can see that Advaita Acharya is the cause for the Lord's appearance, and also he is the one who sends the Lord back. And meanwhile, he preaches Krishna consciousness in the association of Lord Chaitanya. And we can remember ourselves, he is the inspirer, he is the introducer of bhakti, because he started the programs at his place. And also it's mentioned the mood, the dasa abhiman. He wanted to be known as a servant of Lord Chaitanya, and he was completely immersed in that consciousness. So today we can pray to Advaita Acharya for our devotion service, for us to be serious in our devotion service, to really get that mood of servitorship while performing service, while chanting Krishna's names, while dealing with the devotees. It is very important. So we can pray to the Lord, and today the Lord will be so merciful being his appearance day, and will help us to go further. So Hare Krishna, I stop here and see, is there any one quick question or something? Yes, Prabhu.
Is there any connection with Acharya Shiva?
Yes. Okay, so that is another point. He is also an expansion of Sadashiva. So it is mentioned. So here we can see multiple personalities. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, emphasis is given primarily on him being the expansion of Narayan Mahavishnu like that. But at the same time, we know that Sadashiv is also Vishnu Tattva in that sense. Because Sadashiv in the spiritual world is also Vishnu Tattva. So we can see that, yes, definitely, he's an expansion of both Mahavishnu as well as Sadashiv.
Is there any indication of that in his past times? Murti or something.
Sadashiv Murti?
Yeah, but it shows that he's exhibiting the form of
people. I personally don't know. He's showing the Murti as Sadashiv.
Or something like manifest.
No, Shiva Murti, I don't know. Generally, most of the time it's mentioned as incarnation of Vishnu. But Sadashiv is Vishnu. So in that way, it is really not contradictory. If he's, as Vishnu says, Lord Chaitanya says, he's a Supreme Lord, he's Vishnu, then how can he be bereft of money? How can he be indebted, $300, 300 rupees? How is it possible? So, Vishnu Sadashiv is actually Vishnu. It's Vishnu Tattva. Sadashiv is Vishnu Tattva in the spiritual world. It's different from Shambhu in the material world or Shiva in the material world. That is more of Shakti Avesh or expansion, Vishnu Tattva, Shiva Tattva, yeah.
So, many times Mahaprabhu says that our mind is the way you call me, that he himself as Vishnu, but he mentions Advaitacharya is also Vishnu.
Yes, Advaitacharya is Vishnu.
And Mahaprabhu says, I was lying down peacefully.
Eh?
He says, I was lying down peacefully and you called me.
Yes, that's right, yeah. So, it's a different way of thinking. The reason is, Lord Chaitanya is Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya is Mahaprabhu in the sense, Supreme Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's Krishna. So now the thing is, Krishna includes everything. That is the definition of Krishna, absolute truth. Krishna includes all the Vishnu Tattvas, all the incarnations. So if you refer Mahavishnu, you can refer to Vishnu, you can refer to Krishna in the ultimate sense. So that's why in Chaitanya Charitamrita this verse is quoted. Same verse is coming from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, Prayers of Lord Brahma. Narayanastam nahi sarvadehinam atmanyadhisha akhila lokasakshi narayanongam narabhujalayanat tachabhi satyannata vevamaya. So if you see the prayer of Lord Brahma, Brahma is addressing Krishna. He's seeing all this Vishnu that was coming from his body after the Brahma Vimohana Leela. So there we can see, he's saying Narayanastom, you are Narayan. You are the same Narayan. So you can see, we can address Krishna as Narayan. There is nothing wrong because Narayan is part of him. Similarly, when Mahaprabhu is telling, I was lying in the coastal ocean and you called me, there is nothing wrong because Mahavishnu is also Lord Chaitanya. At the same time, yes, Advaita Prabhu is also Mahavishnu. Yes. So there is no contradiction as such. Yes, Prabhu.
Just want to make one point.
Yes, Prabhu.
Interesting, because you were talking about the servitorship.
Yes.
The servant, and very much emphasizing this point by Advaitacharya. And it's the same thing as Lord Balaram.
Yes.
Lord Balaram is also an expansion of Krishna. Elder brother,
yes,
and Shesh. Even though he is the older brother, he is always taking the servitorship,
yes,
of Krishna. And so, actually, you can see that very much the same with the other Advaita.
Exactly.
So the whole episode you were telling is emphasized the servitorship, and even in the whole Leela of the Advaita, of the whole Panchatattvas, that they are all relation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna.
Yes.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna.
Yes.
And they are putting him up. And within the Leela, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they're all playing. But at the end of the pastimes, it shows that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is supreme. So even though Mahavishnu is the Chaya, but it's Lord Krishna is the ultimately departure of a canvas.
Yes.
And they are playing a role in this pastimes. So
yes.
Like that.
Thank you. Yes. So that's why Advaita is saying Nityananda and I are servants of Lord Chaitanya. He will just jump and shout this. And that was the ecstasy of Lord Chaitanya. Sorry, Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya Prabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol.